Craig Bolanos is the co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. We go to him for all things in the news financially. Craig, good Wednesday evening. How you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing just fine. I think it's been an exhausting year, but with the S&P above 6,800, I'm all smiles going into the holiday season.
I think a lot of people are. A lot of people smiling over the Trump accounts. I tried to kind of break it down yesterday on my show briefly. I didn't have a ton of time. I have a lot of questions, and Craig, I know we don't have all the answers yet. And look, I had a kid born this year, which is great for many reasons. I'm excited he's going to get $1,000 in a Trump account, and even if I don't touch it, that money's going to grow for a long, long time and end up being a lot of money for my kid. Great. Good for me. Good for my family. I'm a little confused about the rest, that it's post-tax dollars I'd have to put in, or grandparents or friends or family, or my employer, but I believe he will get taxed on the way out. Do we know the tax rules around this thing and whether this is really a vehicle that people want to use to grow a little pile for their kids?
I think we know enough of the rules to actually be excited about it. And John, babies reinvigorate families, and there's not too often that you get to say the word free. Listen, you're about to get a free $1,000 into your child's account, because anybody who has a kid born 2025 to 2028 is going to get a cool $1,000 to get started. And courtesy of, you know, what I call National Giving Day, Tuesday, you know, you went ahead and saw the Dell family grant $6.25 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars, into the Trump account program, which is going to help all these other children under the age of 10 who already exist. They're going to likely get $250 per account for free, assuming those people meet the income test. You won't need to worry about that. And then, yes, this is more like an IRA met a 529 college savings plan and got together. And sure, you can make up, you can put up to $5,000 into this Trump account per year. The benefit is that it's going to grow tax deferred. And yes, when the money comes out, it's kind of like an IRA. You're going to have to pay taxes on the distributions. But if someone can unlock decades upon decades of tax-sheltered, tax-deferred growth, that's going to accelerate that miracle of compounding, the eighth wonder of the world for young people all across this country.
Yeah, and I agree. It rubs me a certain way that it's post-tax dollars going in, and if that's a Roth, that gets to come out and you're done with your taxes. It rubs me that there's a tax on the way out. But Craig, I guess ultimately, though, it's a great vehicle because to set up a Roth for a kid, they have to earn income. Well, they're not earning income at 0, 1, 2, 3 years old. Here's an opportunity to get the money in as early as you can to let it compound and grow to an exponential amount. I mean, really, there is a lot of potential there for families that can do it. I love that there's an employer option. This is something that a company could do to attract young, new talent. We're going to give your kids money. So I agree with some of the principles of it, and I think that saving is like a snowball, and if you can kind of get it started down the mountain, it can really go to big things. I guess I just have little minor qualms that perhaps there's other vehicles that tax a little less, but maybe I shouldn't be so judging.
No, I think it's fair for you to say that. And listen, when you put a certain name on it, it invokes a certain emotion. But I remind everybody that a lot of these names for various types of accounts come from the senators or presidents who sponsored them. I mean, like Senator Roth, who created the Roth IRA everyone's a fan of. But I mean, do the math here. Even if someone just opens the account, which you've got to go and do, this isn't free. You got to file the tax form to do it. And you just drop $1,000 into the account free from the government. I mean, if that compounds in a dirt cheap, low cost index fund, that $1,000 could be worth $6,000 by the time your kid's 18. John, what if you did $1,000 a year each year in that low cost index fund for 18 years? You could have $60,000. Or here's a crazy idea. What if between an employer, grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, someone was able to find a way to do something inspirational? Put $5,000 a year away, which is the max from all sources, each year for 18 years and then not touch it for college, if you let that compound out, by the time a child's Medicare eligible, we're going to have several million dollars
from tens.
Funding.
Yes, it's crazy, Craig. And some might say, well, that money's not going to be worth as much in 67 years. I did the math myself and showed that it's still going to be worth millions of dollars in today's dollars down the line. Heck, that $1,000 if you let it grow and don't add another dime to it. When you retire in today's dollars, that's going to be roughly $100,000, which is more than the median IRA today. So, I mean, there's a lot of great things here. And I agree with you on the name. I know that divides a lot of people. But just think that if your team, quote unquote, had gotten this through, would you be supportive of it? And if the answer is yes, then just be happy this is happening, regardless of the political side of things. And again, anything we can do to encourage saving younger, we harp on compounding interest so much on this show, I am all for. And Craig, I even had a good fight with my good friend John Williams about this when they announced this a couple months ago on the radio. So I'm on your side, Craig.
Yeah, circle the calendar, everybody. July 4th, 2026. Get a Trump account. If you've got someone you love and they love you back, find a way to get this thing established for any children that have just been born, just like John did, and also think about how to get this established for anybody who's 10 years or younger. That's where we're going to see the Dell grant, the Dell family grant of $6 billion come into play. And then for everybody else, work with a good advisor, get educated, listen to programs like this, and make a decision for your own on what's the best way to save for that special young person in your life.
Craig, we had so much more to talk about, but we're out of time. But I appreciate you breaking that down for me and just chatting it through. I was a little on my own island yesterday talking to myself on the air, and it's helpful to have a friend. So thank you. And you mentioned get an advisor. Yeah, the folks over at VestGen Wealth Partners, Craig obviously knows a lot about this stuff in and out, and him and his team do great work. GetRetiredStayRetired.com. You hear him here. You hear him on the Business Lunch, and Craig, we'll hear from you soon, my friend. Okay,
I'm a phone call away anytime you need it, John. Yeah, be good, everybody.
That's risky to tell us because we will take advantage of that, as we often do.